Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mark Caboli joins us now. He's brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. You can also thank Icy Light for sponsoring Mark Caboli's appearances on The Fan. He is brought to you by Icy Light. Last couple of things on the James Franklin conversation. Someone texts in at 412-928-9370. Adam, Penn State faced arguably the biggest scandal of all time and was able to rebuild without NIL money. PSU will be fine. Y'all letting your Pitt West Virginia bias show through. First of all, you can drop the arguably. It was the biggest scandal of all time. Secondly, I think you can use the NIL argument but the other way. 5 years ago, you know, back in the olden days of college football, Cignetti goes to Indiana if he does the same thing. And then he becomes the Penn State head coach because they could pay him more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get better recruits. And you got 110,000 people in your stadium. Now, the Indianas of the world, the Vanderbilts of the world, they're on a different playing field now. Indiana's got all this Big Ten money. They've got Mark Cuban behind them. And they can pay him what Penn State could have paid him.
Yep.
And so why am I going to go to the devil I don't know when I can stay with the devil I know?
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case.
Good point.
So, Penn State, yeah, they're going to be in an advantageous situation financially, obviously. They're one of the haves, not the have-nots, but they're still not Ohio State. I don't think that they're Michigan, and they're not Oregon within their own conference. The other thing is, someone texts in, the goal is to make the playoff every year, so you don't have to be a top five team in the sport. You got to be a top 12 and eventually a top 16 team in the sport. Okay, fair enough. Isn't that what...
What Franklin did?
Yeah, every year, pretty much. That's it.
Yeah.
I can understand why enough was enough at Penn State. I really can.
I can see. I'm with you.
Because it wasn't just the losing the big games. It was now he's doing the thing that he had never done, which is losing the games he's supposed to win. So I get it. But that does not mean the next guy's going to do what Franklin was doing. And I would bet if Franklin stayed there for the next decade, they'd be in the playoffs 6, 7, or 8 times in those 10 years. But Caboli's here. Not on the hotline, which is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He's in the flesh. Fresh off a 5-hour cheer competition you were at yesterday, Mark. I'm sure you loved that.
It was like a 2-minute actual event by then standing around and watching a bunch of other stuff. If I would have known this, I would have went home, then come back, but I did not.
If I were the president, I would write up a bill, introduce it to Congress, maybe just do an executive order. When you go to one of these things, a show with your kids, whether they're dancing or gymnastics or cheerleading, there should be a 3-minute break between every performance where the parents of the kids who just performed can grab their kid and leave. I don't need to watch other people's kids. I don't need that. Who needs that?
Instead, you get the note that says, please stay around till the end of the competition to provide support for your fellow teammates and fellow schoolmates.
No. The worst is...
You guys are bad teammates.
Yes, I'm a bad teammate.
Wow.
If my daughter is at a She's doing Irish dance. Let's say they do an Irish dance day, and there's 30 performances, and she goes first. I'm supposed to sit there for the other 29? Hell no, I'm paying for it. I'll make a donation when they pass the buckets around. I'll do the 50-50. I'll do the raffle. I'll buy the shirts and merchandise. I ain't staying around the next 3 hours to watch other kids dance. Hell no.
Not to mention it costs $10 per person to get in, so it costs me $30 for 2.5 minutes just to watch this. And, you know, is how much I really not pay attention but know about it is when they announced the winners, I'm like, yeah, they won first place. And I was like, no, that's not their age group. I'm like, oops.
I'm like, listen to you guys complaining about your kids going and doing events.
Oh, we're just talking
about. You're complaining about giving $30 to this event for your daughter.
$30? Do you have to understand how much you have to pay to have your daughter cheerlead?
That's what I'm saying. It's not.
Do you want to know?
My kids play every other sport too, Mark. Like I pay thousands of dollars a year,
which is great, and we all should do that for our kids, and they should find their passion. Like mine was rowing, and I've made a great career of it.
Coxswain,
careful. Find your passion. Great. I ain't paying to watch the other kids. I'm paying to watch my kid.
Mm-hmm. They did finish second place, so that was good.
Also, I'm a bad guy. You can tweet.
Hey,
us.
I stayed there, so that makes me a good guy.
You didn't have a choice. Your wife would probably slap you upside the head.
No, me and the kid just went for a ride around the neighborhood for a while.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm guessing you're one of these don't panic guys when it comes to the Steelers. You think things are hunky-dory in Steeler land?
I think you just got to wait. I mean, we were at one level with when they won against Cleveland. Best defense, turning it around two in a row now, Minnesota, Cleveland. Now they're the worst defense. You just got to let things play out.
They've given up 30 points in half their games, Mark. They've given up 30 points in half their games.
Yeah.
That's no good.
You got to let it play out. But 2 weeks in a row or two games in a row, you're probably saying opposite. Hey, we finally figured it out. Right?
Yes, I was. And I look like an idiot, and I've got egg on my face.
Well, we can't go. I mean, we can for our job, but like going game by game and being so high and so low is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you know that Monday morning, you're going to come in and be like, oh, the Steelers are back.
I'm not saying they're back if they beat the Packers. I'll say they're back if they beat the Packers and the Colts.
If they have a stellar performance on defense, T.J. Watt has 2 sacks, Nick Herbig has 2 sacks, and Jalen Ramsey has a pick, and Joey Porter Jr. has a pick Sunday night.
Joey Porter sucks.
You're going to come in and be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm actually feeling better.
Of course I'll feel better, but they are a team that I think is winning 10 games and going to win the division because everyone else in the division sucks. But because of that Bengals performance, I just view them as the team that they've been the last 8 years, one that's good enough to get in, but not good enough to do anything. And it's going to take a couple of big-time performances to have me change my mind. Of course, I want them to beat the Packers. I actually think they will beat the Packers because that was a Tomlin loss. This would be a Tomlin win. And there's some statistical reasons to believe in that. But unless they do it against them and Indianapolis, like, you got to show me now. You got to show me because we just saw what their bad is capable of. And we saw what their bad defensively is capable of against the Jets, and if they play like that against any of these big-time teams, they don't got a shot.
Yeah. You know what? They played pretty well for a quarter, right?
They did?
Defensively.
What quarter was that?
First quarter. It was 10-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They played at least well for a quarter.
Great. They should pay the defense a quarter of what they're paying them then.
The way I look at it is sometimes you just have a bad day. Bad day, bad game, bad performance.
Those guys are getting paid too.
You know, it just... Sometimes that happens. Now, if you start stacking them together of saying, okay, they get whipped by the Packers, they get whipped by the Colts, they get whipped by the Chargers, you come in here and you can, you know,
right,
slam your head off the table here and say, yes, there's a problem here. Right now, I just look at it as a one-game blip here. I mean, both ways. I mean, good and bad when they were good and when they were bad. So I think it's just a little bit too early to figure this out. I mean, obviously, some things need fixed.
Yeah.
Some things need fixed. I mean, the problem I do think is we were banged over the head with this defensive backfield, cornerbacks. And there's a reason why the Watts and Highsmith and Herbig, at least this week, did not get to the quarterback. You just It's almost impossible to get to the quarterback in 2 seconds, right?
What about the hurries? You can.
Well, I don't. The 2 seconds are tough, right? So you have that, or we were told you have those corners that could be able to at least, I won't want to say press you, but at least put
disrupt
you
the timing
a little bit yeah. here to allow that 2.5 seconds to turn into three. And you either have to have confidence in these guys, the Slays, Ramseys, and Porters of the world, or you don't. Because teams are going to keep throwing the ball in 2 seconds. It's going to keep happening like it did last
year. That's what it was last
year. The reason why you got these guys is to allow those guys have more time to get to the quarterback than 2 seconds. So, plus, you need some pressure from the defensive line. I mean, everything seemed to go bad in Cincinnati. I don't even know if one guy on defense played well.
No, I don't think anybody really did.
I can't think of one off the top of my head that said, boy, he played well.
No, not a single guy did. And you're allowed to get pressure quickly, too, by the way.
It's hard, though.
Keanu Benton did early. When
nobody blocks you.
Yeah, it's Cincinnati's offensive line. Joe Burrow's on a gurney somewhere because that offensive line couldn't protect him.
What I'm saying, if you've got the corners to play at least man coverage, should allow you time. That was the whole point of bringing these guys
in.
Right.
And so now we saw that they can't, at least against that team and those wide receivers. So,
which are not, they're right.
You don't see that every week. Exactly. Fair enough. We did see it against the Vikings, both their big guys ate. And we now saw it against Cincinnati, both their guys ate. So next time they play Cincinnati, you can't be putting them on an island again, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
But I think if you're going to do any sort of press man, that would be the time. Then have the safeties play over top something to be able to prevent. They were afraid of getting beat.
Yeah.
The big
play.
The big splash plays. Yeah. I mean, that was obvious.
But you know what happened? They did it anyway. Yeah.
No, they caught the ball 17 times by Chase or whatever. What were those two 16. Targeted? 33 times?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Chase had 16 catches. He had two drops and then one that they overturned. He could have had 19 damn catches in this game.
What's crazier about it is that they had a running back over 100 yards, too.
And that guy hadn't been good all year.
Yeah. He had a couple big ones. Can't allow that to happen.
No, you cannot. And I think that spooked Tomlin, too.
Yeah.
And
they blamed it all on the defensive line. I mean, Hayward blamed it on him. Himself and the front, but
what kills me, Mark, is yes, they did get Joe Flacco, and he deserves credit. He got rid of the ball real quick, but you did have some situations where you had them in not advantageous down and distance situations, and that's where you need Herbig, that's where you need Watt, that's where you need Hayward, that's where you need Harmon to get the guy on his freaking ass, and it just didn't happen.
Accurate as can be,
ridiculous.
It was just right there. I mean, there was maybe a handful of poorly thrown balls, but not many out of Flacco. Not many at all.
No.
And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if Tomlin spoke the Flacco, the Flaccoism into, for lack of better words, into existence of how great he was,
The way he talked about Flacco last year after they lost to the Colts was jarring to me. He talked about him as if he was Joe Montana. And then he brought him up unsolicited earlier on this season, and then he lost his mind on Andrew Berry in an uncharacteristic way. This guy has canonized damn Joe Flacco.
And these guys obviously see this stuff. I don't know. Maybe he talked it into existence.
I don't think they were one of the heaviest blitzing teams in the NFL coming in, and I understand you got Chase and you got Higgins on the outside, so you're scared of getting hit with the deep ball. I still would have mixed in a little bit more pressure. My man's a tree. He cannot move. He moved one time.
All right. Well, that was a pretty nice.
It was a hell of a play.
That was a great play.
It was a hell of a play.
It was like, you don't deserve to win if you allow him to go 50 yards.
He was moving too, though.
I watched all Saturday and all Sunday football all weekend long, and I didn't see a better play call in the entire damn weekend.
I did.
I wonder if it's a play call.
Which one was that?
The Chiefs, whenever Mahomes was acting like it was no snap.
Okay, that was. Yeah.
That was great.
I was at cheer competition, so I didn't see that.
We're going to get into the Chiefs because
Raiders are bad, though.
You think?
Real bad.
Real bad.
Who was their quarterback? Where did he go to college?
Both of them were bad. Pickett played 8 snaps and fumbled the football. Had to get that.
Is that funny, Mark?
It's funny because of how quickly I got it off my guy. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, we need to have a real conversation about Joey Porter Jr. So we're going to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, we're going to talk about Joey Porter Jr. in a couple of moments here. I got a weird one for you. I meant to bring this up on the pre-show because this disturbed me. So we talked on the pre-show. Mark, have you seen this Ed Gein?
Who?
Ed Gein.
I have no idea what you're talking about. He was a...
serial killer.
Yeah. No, I don't...
He would dig up dead bodies.
That's a Dorn thing.
He'd wear their faces. Movie Psycho and...
Would he take
Texas out, Chainsaw Massacre were based off of him.
I was going to say, would he take out Voorhees or not?
No.
He's real.
But he's real.
Speaking of that, who's the most feared Voorhees? Which Friday? What Friday the 13th?
Probably 6, whenever he became like Zombie Jason, where he like stopped dying. I mean, not like dying, but like he was like when superhuman. He was breaking people in half.
When
with his hands.
Came out of the lake, scared the living bejesus out of me when I was a kid.
The real stuff's the stuff that freaks me out even more. I say because I haven't watched that stuff. I'm sure that would freak me out too. But what my wife did last night was just insane to me. We sit down, we watch the first 10 minutes of episode 3 of the Ed Gein thing on Netflix, and there's all kind of nastiness going down. She pauses it, she comes back, she's got a charcuterie board, she got all this like cheese and meat.
You can't eat.
Exactly right.
You can't eat during that, no way.
You're a horror guy. You ever sit there and no. I'm going to eat nachos with salsa?
There's been times where I've been so hungry, but I want to finish watching the horror movie because I know that if I eat something during the horror movie, it'll ruin that food for me forever.
Absolutely.
I've done that before in a horror movie, and I can't eat Sonic anymore because I ate it before. I watched a nasty horror movie, and I'll never eat it again.
No more tots for you. That's what I said to her. I was like, how can you we don't know what this guy's up to next. We don't know who he's digging up next or what he's going to do, and you're going to sit here, you're going to eat your charcuterie board?
No way. No way.
Hell no. All right. Watching Joey Porter Jr. play corner on Thursday might have made people rethink their food options.
I was wondering how you're going to get to
that. I think I nailed that, to be honest. What's up with JPJ? I mean, I thought he played great against the Browns, but the Browns is the Browns. He's not a number one corner. I don't think he's close to a number one corner.
Same thing that he did when he was at Penn State. It's never gotten really better. I mean, he has all the talent in the world. He has the size, which you're absolutely in love with. He has the pedigree with his old man. But, man, he's just handsy. He just can't keep his hands off the other receiver. I mean, we're talking what now? Eight penalties? And
two games against Cincinnati?
Something like that. Yep. I think two of them were declined or something. And that's been the biggest issue with him right now. And the biggest issue with the Steelers is Slay's not playing up to his capability. I think his...
Or is he? That's my fear.
Mm. I mean, what is he allowing? 70% catch rate? Something like that? I mean, that's just not has been good right now. When you move Ramsey around like they have been doing, you're expecting a guy like Porter to step it up. And, hey, that's why they got rid of their defensive back coach last year. They needed a jump from Joey Porter, and it hasn't gotten there. I still think he has a ton of talent.
Of course he does.
He has the size. He has the talent. He has the mentality. He has everything necessary to be a great corner in this league, but it just hasn't gotten there yet. And I don't – obviously, I'm not a coach and not how to get it there, but – he is. They're going to have to make a decision on him in a year now, right?
He's not a. Yeah. He's not a ball hawk. He doesn't take the football away.
It's never been like
that. He didn't do that at Penn State. So I'm only half joking here. Tape his hands.
I said that to somebody the other day. I was like, put boxing gloves on his
hands. Seriously. I'm talking games.
In the games?
Yeah. Have him be one of the sticky bandits.
The thing that's crazy about this, though, is that the Steelers are going to stick with him regardless. Mm. They wouldn't make a move, and I don't even know who they were, even for like Echols or something.
I think Trice is close to coming off of the
I thought Pierre IR. Played well at the end of the Vikings game and at the end of the Cleveland game, but you're not going to do that either.
I just think that they want him to be the number one guy for the future, and I think that they're trying to get the most out of him. So even if he has eight penalties a game, I don't think he'll ever sit down.
Yeah, and the thing is he really struggled early in his career with tackling. He got that fixed. He fixed that up. So we know he's capable of learning, for lack of better example right there. So
he holds on every play.
Every single play.
That's not even hyperbole. That's every play. Literally every single play. And you can't call it every time, but they are going to call it multiple times a game.
Well, now that you know, they're aware.
The book's out
on
it. Yeah.
So, like, they're reaching for their flag immediately.
And especially that crew. They knew coming in that that crew was kind of flag happy.
And Tomlin did no favors last year saying that we're going to match him up against Higgins because it's Hack-a-Shack. Basically saying we're kind of okay with him doing it. So now you're going into another game in Cincinnati, and he does the same thing. Of course they're looking for
him. And the Hard Knocks, when he said, hey, I'm not worried about this right now, about him being that guy that gets called for penalties, just go play your game. He definitely does. I mean, you look at it, you got two older corners and the two corners that are really haven't played that much, so you're expecting a lot out of Joey Porter. And like I said, I think he has the talent. Something just has to click for it to come together, and it just hasn't happened yet. I thought he was really good his rookie year, minus the tackling, but it's just been flatlined.
I'd rather him be a bad tackler than the guy who holds every single play.
No,
he's a damn cornerback.
Plus, he's huge. Huge, strong, fast. He's everything you want in the corner.
We will look at T.J. Watt's most recent performance when we come back. Also going to look around the NFL. Kaboli, kind enough to join us for the entirety of the show. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. The Twitter poll question up at _AdamCrowley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Caboli in with us until the end of the show. You can watch on YouTube, wildly popular YouTube stream. You can also listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. TJ Watt, including the playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens, has 4 sacks in the last 10 games, Mark.
Not good enough.
And you and I thought that he could get 20 this year.
Yeah, because we, you know, I based that off of a secondary that I thought was going to be a lot better than what it was. They were going to play man. They were going to play at least semi press coverage to allow those guys to get home a little bit quicker, and that obviously has not happened yet.
Well, it did for 3 games. Like, they had 17 sacks in 3 games. So the question for me is this a coverage issue? Is this a pressure issue? Like, when they ain't getting home, they're in trouble.
Yeah, maybe it's just a Bengals issue like we talked about earlier.
But the Jets did it too, and they suck.
Maybe there's just teams. Well, that's week one. I don't think we can read much into that right now. I mean, if they play the Jets again, they'd probably win 30-0, right?
Maybe.
Is there some teams you just don't match up well against?
Like, sure.
Yeah.
Like West Virginia and anybody. But
why do you got to do that?
I was a stray, right?
Matched up against
maybe Jets, they just don't match up with these older fellas in the secondary, match up with Ja'Marr Chase and
okay.
T. Higgins. Maybe it's as simple as
you
that.
Might be right, but then that to me is disastrous because you got these guys specifically for that game.
True.
For those 2 games.
True.
Like you got Derek Carmen, you're like, oh, we got Wyatt Black, we're gonna stop the run. Patrick Queen, year 2 in the system, second year of Peyton Wilson, we're going to play much better defense against the run. We brought these guys in to defend the pass, and specifically, they called out the Bengals, Tomlin did, on the Pivot podcast. And
he did it before that, too.
So yes, and it's going to be a historic defense, and let me tell you something. That's the worst game they played all year. That's the worst game they played in years, arguably, and this was the game that you brought these corners into play. That's disaster.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but at least they tried.
You know,
gave
good.
It the old college try.
I mean,
they
tried by bringing those guys in. They tried to. They didn't ignore the issue, and they tried to get the guys that they could possibly get to try to fix the issue, and it just didn't get fixed.
But did they play at least on Thursday to allow that to happen? You know, it seems like we want these guys to come in here to face Higgins and Chase in this certain way, but they did not act like that. They did not have a scheme based on that. That's what it seemed like to me. Whatever they talked that big game did not
translate
into what we saw on the field, as in where they were lining up and what they wanted to do.
I think that Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin didn't want to make them fully vulnerable and maybe press them on the receivers and them get beat then lose their confidence.
They probably thought the one way they could lose is if they gave up some big plays.
Yep.
And instead they just gave up a million
chunk
plays. Yep. Slants and outs. And all
I feel like you live
long.
With that though. Like, I mean, I'm still there.
You let that stuff happen, but when you're 3rd and 7, let's have some field awareness, some stick awareness.
I'm with you on that. But so I think the reason why they're allowing the slants and the outs is because they think, okay, matriculate the ball down the field and we're gonna get a turnover, or we're gonna stop you in the red zone, because that's what they've done for chunks of the year. And Flacco didn't make the mistake.
Right.
He didn't flirt with the mistake. Did he put a single ball in harm's way?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did. Not a single ball in harm's way.
No.
But Watt's got to be a lot better, man. A lot better. And I'm sorry, it can't be the ball's out too fast. Like, then don't pay him $40 million. Like, if it can be that easily countered, don't pay him $40 million.
Isn't that how the Steelers negated Myles Garrett?
Sure.
It's
10 games, he's got 4 sacks. I don't care what the
circumstances are. What I'm saying is, it seems like that is the way the league is going. To beat these guys, you're not going to double them, you're not going to triple them, you're just going to get rid of the ball quickly.
Then do what you're scared of doing, and you play press man on the outside.
Yes.
And you just do it. You just do it. You do it because you're giving up points and yards. They're 28th in the league in yards. They're 31st against the pass. So you're giving up points and yards anyhow. And they blitzed heavily the 3 games prior to this when they barely blitzed at all, and they still wound up losing, giving up 33 points.
I'm glad how you focus in on the positive here. Not one word about the offense yet, right?
We spent a good chunk of the 7 o'clock hour talking about the offense. I think there's arguably only 3 quarterbacks in the AFC playing better than Aaron Rodgers. That's an absolute positive. What's more important than quarterback? I'll answer it myself. Nothing. And they got a great one right now. And that was the best Rodgers has looked to me. Now, that defense blows. But he moved around like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
So that does make me feel, upon, you know, getting separated from the game by 72 hours, it does make me feel better, because, you know, you got that guy on your side. And Freiermuth made an appearance. There were
but
positives.
Still, don't you still, in the back of your mind, thinking, I really think this defense is going to figure it out? They just have too much talent to
Did they
to
figure play. It out last year?
No, I'm just saying, that's a different team. It's a lot of different. Half the players are different than last year.
Yeah.
But aren't you right now thinking, okay, if I had my choice, I would take a defense that's struggling right now, because I think they have the talent and, you know, the pedigree to get better.
I think they figure it out over Baltimore figuring it out on defense.
I would bet on that, too, because Baltimore's banged up as well, and they were bad before they were banged up.
So all I'm saying is, if I had one portion of my team that's struggling right now, I would much rather it have be the defense than the offense, because I think we've seen the offense for years and years now that they never really get better. At least with the defense, I still think there's a lot there.
I will agree insofar as if the offense had been bad or looked the way it's looked the last 5 years through 6 weeks, I'd have zero hope right now.
Yeah.
I am clinging to hope because you got Aaron Rodgers and he's played well. And we called it before the game. Like, we don't think that they had even scratched the surface on what they can be offensively. And we saw that they were trailing. Then you get Freiermuth involved. I think there's still meat on that bone, too. At least they're good offensively, because they do have the talent. Of course, they have the talent to be much better defensively.
Make no mistake about it. I think we learned a lot about this team in the next 3 weeks.
Totally.
I mean, you either, you know, one and done, if that, or you have a legit shot at least winning a playoff game, depending on what happens over these next 3 games.
2 of the 3 are at home. The worst team of the 3, I think, on the road. You got to win 2 out of 3. We'll get into that a little bit more in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. Something seems inevitable once again. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Now it's time to go around the NFL. Football talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Is everyone in the AFC just playing for second place behind the Chiefs?
Yep.
Son of a...
Yep.
It feels like a wide open AFC, and I think aside from them, it is. So they're just going to be the last man standing at the end of the day. I know the Raiders are bad, but that was the most thorough ass kicking we've seen in the NFL this year.
Well, they got one of their top weapons back, and immediately he showed. I think he had, what, two, three touchdowns?
Yeah.
Rashee Rice?
I did bet on that anytime. Good for me.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
He's so happy when I hit a bet.
I am.
Look at his face.
Now, what is it, like a $5 bet?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're back.
Mm-hmm.
They're back. They had 30 first downs. The Raiders ran 30 plays. The Raiders had 3 first downs. It was as thorough an ass-kicking as we've seen all year.
I looked at some of the stats in that game, and I saw both their inside linebackers, Devin White and Landon Roberts, a combined 34 tackles.
Oh, my God. So they had – that's insane.
Oh,
they had more tackles than there were plays. Mike McDaniel get fired today? The hell are they waiting for?
Yes.
Are they the worst team in the NFL?
Yes.
I don't know. Tennessee's pretty bad.
Tennessee is bad. They
the
already
Jets
fired
are
their
really
coach.
Really bad.
Do you think he makes it more than one season?
Who?
Aaron Glenn?
Maybe just because he played there.
Here's the thing about the Jets is they have talent. They have a lot of talent.
I think they're more talented than Miami, especially without Tyreek.
Wilson, their defense is not bad.
I think once they find their quarterback, I think
I'll never. I mean, week one in New York, a lot of people say, yep, listen to the media. Jets may have lost this game, but they finally found their quarterback.
And then they cut the guy who fumbled, and so there was going to be accountability, and now here they are at 0-7, and they've benched Justin Fields. So Fields and Russ get benched. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, with 14 touchdown passes, third in the NFL, he is on pace to set the Steelers' single-season touchdown passing record.
Oh, Ben's not going to like that.
And he just passed Ben for yardage this on Thursday.
What about? I know you guys talked about it, but that Hail Mary?
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's the best ever to do it.
Oh. Unbelievable.
That's what, the longest throw in the NFL since 2017?
Oh, 72? 74? 74?
69. But they don't do it the way that they do it in baseball. They do it with where it got contacted. That thing would have gone even further. It would have gone 75 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, like if it hit someone in the face, they're like, yeah, if it didn't hit that nice young lady in the face, it would have gone for another 35 feet. They don't do that in football. That thing would have landed in the middle of the end zone, which is just insane.
He has. I mean, I know he doesn't want to look past this year, but he has to be thinking in the back of his mind, man, next year might not look that bad after all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into that a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. There's still so much ground to cover, including what the wide receiver market looks like. Does Trevor Lawrence stink?
Yes.
He stinks.
Every time I watch him, there's an obvious third down where it's like third and 6 or 7. And there's an obvious read, the easy throw, and he chooses to throw across the field, and then it's fourth down. Like, there's always somebody open that's the throw that you're supposed to throw to that is sitting there at the first down sticks, and he doesn't even look that way, and he throws the out route or he throws opposite, and it's incomplete. He does it all the time. I'm like, how is he at this point in his career, and he's not making the right reads?
Man, I'm with you, because he didn't make, like, the ghastly turnover mistake or anything yesterday. He just did all the little things wrong.
And he finally used Travis Hunter a little bit, right?
Yeah, he did, and I had him on my bench in fantasy, but nobody cares.
No, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You know, I think the same thing about Justin Herbert. He puts up crazy stats, but, man, what has he ever won? Nothing. Nothing.
I feel pretty good about the Steelers in that game, actually. Because that is a team that wants to run, but their running backs are hurt. And then they're going to put it on Herbert, who is good, but they can't protect him at all.
Because they're hurt.
I think you were talking about matchups. I think the Steelers are a tough matchup for them.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Broncos all-time win that was also an all-time Giants loss. They had that thing on cruise control. Jackson Dart, who had played so well. Scadabo had played so well, but then Jackson Dart made the mistake, and they took it and ran.
Yeah, that's a very, it just deflates you because it looked like the Giants were on that right track. Now you got a couple rookies have to come back from this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy. I mean, if you're the Steelers, you're not very happy because you'd like to see the AFC team lose.
Right. Correct.
But what did they give up? 30 points in the
fourth?
33 in the fourth, yeah.
That's just out of control. Out of control.
They outscored the Giants 33-0 in the fourth quarter. I never seen nothing like that.
That's crazy.
Not in the NFL. All right, that was around the NFL. Coming up next, we got another full hour of Mark. Will Rodgers come back next year? What's the wide receiver market look like? Does Caboli think the Steelers are still going to be AFC North champions? That and more. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group. I can hear you making snide comments,
Mark. Yeah, he's
Mark.
Like whispering in my ear.
For God's sakes, we're doing a radio show. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 58 today, low of 46, clear skies. More rain tomorrow, high of 60, low 44, 40% chance of rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.